भगवते वासुदेवाय
जयति
सनकैराजन् मा भागवतोर्वका उपेत्य भुवि कायेन न नाम विधृताञ्जलि.
In this way, iti, accepting the words of Lord Brahma, Shanakai, very slowly, Rajan, O King Yudhisthira, Mahabhagavata, the great exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj, Arbhaka, although a small boy only, Upetya, gradually coming near the Lord, Bhuvi, on the ground, Kaina, by his body, Nanama, offering respectful obeisances, Vidyatanjali, with his folded hands. Translation. O King Yudhisthira, Prahlad Maharaj, exalted devotee, although a little boy, accepted the words of Lord Brahma and gradually proceeded towards Lord Nrisimhadev and immediately fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands.
Tathiti sanakairajan mahabhagavatolva upetya bhumikayena nanama vijitanjali. Sa Prahlad Maharaj mahabhagavat uttam adhikar. There are three stages of devotional platform. First stage is called Kanishthadhikari. Second stage is called Madhyamadhikari. And third stage, the topmost stage, is called Uttamadhikari. So, he was only 5 years old. How he became Uttamadhikari on the topmost stage? He had no training. Still, he is addressed here by Narad Muni. Narad Muni was his guru. And still, he is describing Prahlad Maharaj as Mahabhava. That means, if one is Mahabhava, he has to accept the Guru. Narad Muni, his Guru, he knows that Prahlad is my disciple, but he is Mahabhava. Not only that, before his birth, when he was within the womb of his mother was attacked by the demigods, headed by Indra, and they were dragging her to their palace. Narad Muni met, what are you doing this? You are harassing one woman? No, sir, we are not harassing her. We are taking her in our place to wait for the deliverance of the child. Then we shall kill him. Because he is born against his father. He is another demon. Narad Muni said, no, you are mistaken. He is not demon. He is Mahavar. So in the beginning, he was Mahabhava, since he was within the womb of his mother. And later on, he is Mahabhava. This is called Nitya Siddha. Eternally Mahabhava. Eternally Mahabhava never forgets Krishna in any circumstance. That is the sign of Mahabhava. Nitya Siddha. Prahlad Maharaj was put into so many trials when he was only a child. Still, he never forgot Krishna. That is the sign of Mahabhava. In any circumstance. It does not mean that because one is Mahabhava, he should not be put into trials. He can be put into trials. Because the material world is like that. There's a Western country, there, Lord Jesus Christ, he was put into trials, and he never forgot Krishna. This is sign of Mahabhava, Nitya Siddha. Gaurangena Sangeejane Nitya Siddha Vali Mane. Kijaya Vrajanga Nandana Pao. If one can understand Nitya Siddha Bhagava, then he immediately becomes eligible to go back home. This is the privilege of associating with Mahabhava. So our system is child meditation. Evam parampara to associate with the Mahabhava by words or by physical exposition. So Mahabhagavat or Bhakta. One may argue or Bhakta means foolish child who has no knowledge. He is called or Bhakta. And how he becomes Mahabhagavat or Bhakta? He has no knowledge. No, it is possible. Ohi tuki apratihata. Bhakti does not depend on age or on advanced knowledge or richness or so many other things. Dharma is such a sutta free to take birth in high family as satyasi and to become rich, to become beautiful, to become very learned scholar. These things are material effects. But spiritual life does not depend on these things. One can become spiritually very advanced even though he is poor, he is born in a low-grade family, like a Haridas Thakur. He was born in a Mahamedan family, but Mahabhava. There are so many examples. Not that because you are born in a Mahamedan family, therefore he cannot. This masterism is like, but actually it is known. Ohituki apratihata. Bhakti is so purifying that any condition, any circumstances, one can become devotee. Mam vipassana pasritya jivishu pavajona priyavishya tatha sudra. Divyanti parasati. Krishna says. So, everyone has got the potency to become Mahabhava, provided he tries. Sadhana Siddha. Nitya Siddha. So Prahlad Maharaj is Nitya Siddha. And there are Sadhana Siddha. That's why we are trying to approach the topmost goal of life by bhajan, by sadhana. So, anyone has not the potency to come to this stage of Mahabharat, provided he follows the Mahajan. You can become Mahabharata if you follow Mahajan. Mahajana jina gatasya paddha. If you follow the Mahajan's path, then everyone can become. Of course, it is not possible everyone to become Mahabharata, but there is possible. Simply, we have to become serious to follow the path of Mahan. Dharmasya tattam nihitam guhaya mahajana jina gatasya pantha takko apatishtha. Simply by argument, he cannot make us simply by neti-neti. All there are many other processes, mystic yoga process, to become very austere, remain silent, mauna prakakuta, tapa, tapasya, education, austerity, none of that are the cause of Buddha. Bhakta, only devotion and service. If one is fixed up, virabhrata, Mahatmanasthaman prasno devi patinima bhajanti virabhra. So, we should be very much firmly fixed up following the rules and regulations. So, Prahlad Maharaj is Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means there are living entities. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. So, one who does not fall down, he is called Nityasiddha. One who does not fall. That's why in this material world, there are millions and millions of living entities and they have fallen down. But there are multi-millions and millions of living entities in the Vaikuntha Loka. They never fall down. They are called Nityasiddha. They never come there. So we have no information. This is only one-fourth manifestation of God's creation. And three-fourths creation of God is there. Not creation, it is everlasting. Just like in the prison house, if you go to the prison house, it does not mean that the whole state is there. It is only insignificant part of the state, and only the criminals that put together. So, this material world means so many planets we see, so many stars and planets, the sun planet, moon planet, and loka, sarva loka maheshwaram. This is one universe, and there are millions of universes. All together, there is material world. And that is one part of creation. Ekam shena sthitu jagat. Jagat means this material world. So the whole material, ananta koti, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti hindam. This anantakoti brahmanda is only one-fourth manifestation of God's creation. And just imagine what is the other three-fourth, that is spiritual God. So, the Nitya Siddha Mahabhavat, they come from the spiritual world on the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they, by example, they preach Krishna consciousness. This is more. By the suffering, by example, everything, they look like ordinary men, but Mahabhava. How it is that never forget Krishna. This is Mahabhava, Vipra Siddha. And Sadhana Siddha means those who are put into this material world by the association of Mahabhava. If he tries, follows, then he can also become Mahabhava or Nitya Siddha. Because originally everyone is Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Pabu Noy Sabanadi Suddha Chitta Parayoga. Every living entity originally is Nitya Siddha. But somehow or other, just like God, we just fell down in this material world. And he was delivered also. Both of them were delivered. So although they have fallen in this material world and suffering the pangs of material existence, jnana mrityu jara vyadhi, on account of accepting this material body, still Krishna personally comes. Rajadahi dharma sakrani bhavati bharata. This is grace. This depends. We are living this material existence. This is not real life. Real life is to become Mahabhagavat. You cannot become Mahabhagavat all at a certain. But from Kanishtha Dikari, Atyayani Manaharai, Japujan Sadhyayati, Natat Bhakti, who standing through Sabhakta, Pratita Smita. The practical stage means just like we are worshipping the deity. But not only we shall worship deity, but we make advancement. What is that advancement? To become gradually a preacher. That is Madhavati. Second stage. Preacher. Preacher means that Ishare tatadhimeshu balikeshu visasutra prema maitri kripa upekha cha karati samadham. Can you become fully Krishna conscious by worshipping the deity regularly, as we have got prescription to rise early in the morning, offer mangalarthis in kirtan, in class? In this way, practicing, when you become advanced Krishna consciousness, then your natural tendency will be how to preach. So long you do not develop this tendency of preaching, simply remain in Kanishtha Kari. You do not know how to deliver others. Natat bhakti su chani su. You do not know how to receive an elevated devotee. You do not know how to do good to others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is not to keep one in the Kanishtha Vikas, especially those who are born in India. He says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Lajja. Janma Sakshatkari Karo Paropaka. This is Paropaka. Because everyone is suffering. So, in the lower stage, everyone should take part very diligently in the worship of the deity. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nishtanana Singaratana Mandiramasana. Once again, everyone should be engaged. Sri Vigraha Aradhanam. The deity worship. What is the deity worship? Sri Vigraha Aradhanam Nitya Nana Singara. To decorate the deity very, very nice. Singara. Tanmandira Mahajana. And to keep the temple all through very clean. This Kanishtha Adhikari should be fully engaged in these things. Then he becomes gradually, elevated in the Madhyama Vikari. The Madhyama Vikari, he can see four things. What is that? Four things means, first of all, the Supreme Lord, Ishwar, the controller, he can see. He can see means he understands, he appreciates, he can conceive, yes, the Supreme Lord. There is no more theoretical. The Ishwar. And Tadodhimesu and persons who have become devotees. He can understand. Here is a devotee. Ishwara Tadodhimesu Balikesu. Balis means innocent person. They do not know what is done, what is to be done. They call Balis. That's like children. Arbhaka, Balis. And then, before envious, just like you have experienced so many lessons, as soon as they hear of God, immediately they become agitated. They are called bishop. Envious. Demon. The four things. God, his devotees, and the innocent person, and the demonic species. He can see. And then he behaves with these four classes of man different. What is that? Prema. For Krishna, the Supreme Lord, how to increase love? That is first business. Prema. And those who are devoted to make friendship with them. Maitri, those who are higher than him, he should offer very respectful obeisances. Those who are equal, treat them nicely, and those who are lower, then instruct them, validate them. Those who are innocent, how to raise him into the consciousness, this is teaching. And Vishasu, Upekha, those who are atheist, don't associate with don't associate. That is Uttama. And Uttama Vikari, that is very rarely attained this stage. Uttama Vikari has only equal one. Namaskari Sudhutesu. Uttama Adhikari, he does not think that he is envious or he is this or he is that. He sees that everyone is engaged in the support. That is not to be imitated. That Prahlad Maharaj is like that. He did not know who is his enemy and he is so this is Uttama Adhikari, Mahabhara. So, this Mahabhagavat, this word is very important in this verse. Mahabhagavat, so Arvaka. Immediately as soon as Brahma requested, my dear God, please pacify. No hesitation, immediately. Immediately, very loud. Upeta Bhutikaya. He is always at the lotus feet of Krishna. And this child, immediately at Brahma said, immediately, Kāyena, Upetya, Nanāma, as it is, he was not to left the tree, you bend like this, fall down this, no, he knows everything. Life after life, he is doing that. Gaurāṅgena, Sangvijane, Nitya Siddha Mulya. Whenever there is Krishna's incarnation, Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he attended himself, immediately there were Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, and other many devotees. They are Gauranga Sandhi. They are not Sadhan Bhakti. They are eternally associated. In similarly, Pulan Maharaj is also eternally associated. Whenever there is need, by the order of Krishna, he is present there to execute the order of Krishna. This is our position. Eternal servant. We should not become servants to make some material profit. He is not. He is not Shuddha Bhakta. So we manik Prahlad Maharaj. Anyone who serves Krishna for some material benefit, Samai Bhani. Material benefit means that Shastra Krishna says that Atram Bhusvam Phalam Toyam Jomi Vakyatati. So many persons come to the temple for some material benefit. They surrender to the safety person for some material benefit. Give me Ashishbad benediction. What benediction? I have got 10,000 rupees. Make it 1 lakh by your benediction. So, this kind of devotees have been described by Prahlad Maharaj as bonik, baniya, mercantile. These are merchant people. They want to invest 2 rupees and want to make profit 10 rupees. So, offering Krishna little flower and fruit, they want to get some horses and elephants. You see? Or very big state. This is not it. And Abhilashita Sundam, our position is eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna's position is eternal master. Bhokaram Jagdabudham Taruloko Maheshwaram. He is the enjoyer. He is the proprietor. That is eternal. His master. And we are eternal servants. If you keep this position, that is Krishna power. So Mahabhagavat, they know always. They never forget this position. And those are fallen souls, conditioned souls, they do not know it. So they have to be raised to that stage. That stage how? So he is also Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti, as soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, fully, he becomes Nitya Siddha, you know. So, either he comes by sadhana bhakti, or naturally, when you come to the ultimate stage, everyone is Nitya Siddha. So, Nitya Siddha, those who come from Vaikuntha, they are never fallen, never forget Krishna. That is Nitya Siddha. And by the teachings of Nitya Siddha Mahabharata, if one follows and then becomes by Sadhan Siddha, by regulative principles, they also become Nitya Siddha later on. And when one becomes Nitya Siddha again, there is no difference between this living entity and that entity. Samasthavi. So, Kathiti Sanapingiran, Mahabhava Vasurupa, Upecha Bhikaina, Pranama, Vita. If you simply learn from Lord Maharaj, simply offer your obedience under the instruction of Brahma, if you follow the Guru, Brahma is the Guru. Guru is Guru. Prahlad Maharaj's Guru was Narada, and his Guru was Brahma. So, our sampradaya is Brahma, Brahma sampradaya. There are 4 sampradayas. we belong to this Brahma Sampradaya. So, Sampradaya of the Jinadi, Mantra, Sri, we belong. We have to respect one Sampradaya, Parampara, and if we follow, just as Prahlad Maharaj, exactly under the order of Brahma and Narada, immediately fell down, say, everyone can do it. Here is Krishna. Say, everyone, if he follows Mahajana, Brahma is the first Mahajana, Svayambhu, Narada, Svambhu, Brahma is another name, Svayambhu. These are Mahajana, Svayambhu, Narada, Svambhu, Kabira, Mano, Prahlada. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasati Vayam. So Prahlada Maharaj is Mahaja. He is Mahabhagava. Don't think that he is a little boy. That is his best time to show us how a little boy can become Mahabhagava. How a little boy can be the eternal associate of Krishna and how he can preach, that is Prahlada Maharaj. Thank you.